ladies and gentlemen. I am Manuela Iadevaia from the Italian Ministry of Health, and together with my colleague Luca Lucentini from National Institute of Health, we are going to present a brief update on the status of the ratification of the Protocol on Water and Health in Italy. In the last session of the meeting of the parties, we have stated our intention to proceed with the ratification, as we believe that this protocol represents a strategic tool to strengthen cooperation among all parties involved in a sustainable and safe management on water and sanitation. Consequently, through a constructive cooperation among the health and environment, formerly ecological and transition ministry involved, with the support of UNICE and WHO secretariat that we are acknowledging here, the necessary documents were prepared and will shortly be sent to the Parliament for ratification. At this time, the exact date of parliamentary discussion is unknown, also on account of the recent change in the government, but we are confident it can be scheduled in near future. I'd like to inform you that the Ministry of Health is already developing actions to promote integration between environmental and health aspects, and last month we have financed 12 public health research projects funded by the Italian government in connection with Next Generation EU funds. Recently, a new call for project has been launched, specifically aimed at promoting and supporting European and national policies and procedures connected with universal access to water, safe water and sanitation management, quality of water for human use, and risk control related to use and reuse of water in view of protocol ratification. A legal endorsement to protocol ratification and relative actions is also contained in the draft decree transposing the Directive EU 2020/2184 on quality of water for human consumption, also aiming at strengthening the national access to water and sanitation. The draft is also under political review to be finalized in the first week of next January. Hopefully, the ratification process will soon be completed, thus enabling Italy to take full commitment to the guidelines of the Protocol on Water and Health. We will provide the Secretariat with any developments as they occur. Thank you for your attention.